Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Ole Miss Spirit's Billy and Body welcomes you to the flagship, an Ole Miss recruiting podcast powered by Status Jet.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the flagship, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast, an affiliate of On3 Sports. Head over to omspirit.com and use the code OM1 to get 2 months of access for just a dollar. And let me tell you, you're going to want to do this because it is a massive Junior Day weekend for Lane Kiffin and the Rebels. It's going to be a star-studded group that's on campus. And look, if I had all the money in the world, or if Lane Kiffin could do this, or Ole Miss could do this, they would want these guys arriving in Oxford in style. And they might use our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com. Mention Ole Miss Spirit or Ole Miss Spirit to them, and they will give you a discount on a round trip flight. If you've never flown this way before, use it for work, use it for family, use it for a friend's trip. Wherever you want to go, Status Jet can help you plan the most incredible trip, or just an easy way to get in and out of a tough place to get to commercially. So there's a bunch of different ways that they can get you there, but they will do it with a level of attention to detail that you would expect from a private jet company. So reach out to statusjet.com today and help and allow them to let them plan your next trip for you. Appreciate their support of the Ole Miss Spirit and all of you guys who have jumped on the message board with us. It's popping over there, talking about all the Junior Day activity that Ole Miss has going on this weekend. And this is the one that Lane Kiffin and his staff have been working for. This is why Lane Kiffin hit the road as hard as he has this month, to see these top targets, to get in front of them and visit with them and impress upon them that, hey, we need you to come check out Oxford. This is the weekend that we're doing this. It's kind of that last send off before the dead period with signing day, which, yes, is still a thing coming up upon us. And so it paid off. They got multiple blue chip prospects. They got multiple flip targets that are expected in town this weekend, maybe a surprise or two. So be sure to stay tuned to Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com for more on that. But myself, Ben Garrett, Zach Berry, the whole crew at the Ole Miss Spirit is going to have all your recruiting coverage this weekend. We're going to have boots on the ground in Oxford. And let's get into some of the big names that are going to be at this Junior Day. And I want to talk about one of the hottest prospects in the country right now, and that's Landon Duckworth, who, if you listen to this podcast religiously, you know that Ben Garrett, Zach Berry, we've all talked about him from time to time over the last really few months. He's picked up a ton of steam, I think, with Ole Miss, getting a visit from Lane Kiffin personally earlier this month really stands out, I think. I mean, Lane has been all over the country and visiting with these prospects, but, you know, for Landon Duckworth, the guy that, you know, was committed to South Carolina at one point, he's now coming into town fresh off of Lane Kiffin visiting him. I think that's a really big opportunity for Ole Miss to see where he really stands with the process. You know, completed 67% of his passes, nearly 3,500 yards, 39 touchdowns through the air, another 12 scores and almost 700 yards on the ground. And that's why you're seeing programs like Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Vandy, South Carolina, Nebraska, TCU keep recruiting him. And he's getting down there, he told me, to learn more about the program. He's got a good track record with quarterbacks, and the offense is explosive under Lane Kiffin. So I think this is a really big visit from the standpoint of the two sides in this case are going to get an opportunity to really feel out where things stand overall in this recruitment. And he's a top 150 prospect, 11th ranked quarterback nationally on the On3 industry ranking. And this is where quarterback recruiting gets interesting. You know, you had a week that if you've been on Ole Miss Spirit, you know that Lane Kiffin was actually in Nashville as well, seeing Jared Curtis, the five-star quarterback who we talk a lot about. But when I look at guys who are both visibly interested in Ole Miss and you hear about that interest from multiple sources around the recruitment, Landon Duckworth is the one that stands out to me. And we could talk about Jared Curtis and how they have ground to make up, or Ryder Lyons and how they've got ground to make up with USC. But Landon Duckworth, you know, he's got a chance now to kind of go through his process, take his time, I think, this time. And to go and visit Ole Miss, you know, this month, I think is a pretty big opportunity for the Rebels to really impress, but also it just speaks to his interest. And I'm very much kind of a follow the actions type of guy when it comes to these recruits. If you see them popping up on campus a lot, they're interested. And for him to come right away is really noteworthy to me. And as a quarterback, you only have so many visits because you do still want to commit relatively early. And he's going to spend one of those weekends, or at least, you know, going to get in on Saturday and probably, you know, spend plenty of time with this coaching staff. They're going to want to, you know, make sure that they create potentially some separation and really set the stage for what could be a recruitment that goes Ole Miss's way. And, you know, he's in the state of Alabama. That's always tough when you're going up against a program like an Auburn, for example. Auburn's going to have his elite running back teammate, Xavier Crowell, on campus for an official visit now. He just had visited Auburn and has now set up his official. So it looks like the QB running back combo are potentially going to go separate ways. It's not a done deal that they're going to go to the same college, but Ole Miss has ground to make up in that recruitment. But with Landon Duckworth, they're in a good spot. And for him, you want to surround him with a really talented group of not only skill players, but also the offensive line. And I think Ole Miss is teeing up a strong offensive line class in 2026 if things go their way. And one that stands out is Bryson Cooley out of West Jones High. A high three-star for On3, but he's being recruited for sure by like a four-star would be. The thing about the Rebels in this recruitment is that they've just spent time there, you know, really, I think, standing out to him overall when it comes to what he likes in a program. You know, LSU, Florida, those are a couple of other programs that are really catching his eye early on. But, I mean, talk about getting over for several games in 2024. He comes in for junior day, fresh off of getting visited by Kiffin and coordinator of recruiting strategy, Kevin Bolden. And I think he's got a chance to be on the rise. You know, sometimes these guys get overlooked a little bit in the state of Mississippi nationally. I mean, they do, despite some of these guys going on to be really, really impressive college football players and NFL players. But Bryson is one that checks the boxes, I think, physically. And, you know, if you get him around a program like Ole Miss and you do that with a quarterback like Landon Duckworth, that's key. That's critical. So I'm intrigued to see if we can potentially see some fireworks out of this weekend with maybe somebody from Mississippi. And that's the first Mississippi prospect we talked about. But, you know, they're continuing to recruit others. And for Landon Duckworth, he's going to get the chance to hang around Xavier McDonald, top 100 prospect on the On3 industry ranking, number three overall prospect in Mississippi, and he's expected in town. And I think when you look at his offer list, I mean, it's as impressive as it comes in the state of Mississippi. Auburn, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, of course, Ole Miss is offered, as has Mississippi State. But then you toss in Alabama. I mean, he's going to be one of those prospects that they're going to have to fight to get and keep and all of those things. And oh, by the way, it's a battle of who can get him on campus the most between these two in-state programs. You know, Mississippi State is hoping to get him in this weekend. So I think his interest level will be something to watch. And you can look at a guy like Xavier McDonald and say, okay, if he ends up showing up this weekend, that says a lot. I mean, he's a really talented player, somebody that they're very high on over there in the building at the Manning Center. And I think, you know, you also have him scheduled to potentially go to Alabama. So where will Xavier McDonald show up this weekend? That's one of the key storylines that we're watching for the All-American prospect. And he made no bones about it, I think, you know, talking with, you know, reporters, like he is open to certain opportunities, and Alabama and Tennessee have really been able to kind of separate a little bit early on. And I think that'll be important to see whether Lane Kiffin and the staff can get him on campus this weekend instead of, you know, seeing him go out of state. But like we saw with Caleb Cunningham last cycle, he has a lot of time before signing day. And so I don't sweat recruiting as much when it comes to these decisions or lists that come out in January, February, March. You want to be the guy that, or you want to be the school that you end up landing your guy on signing day. That's what it's all about. You know, recruiting classes aren't signed in March of the year prior. They're signed on December and February of that signing class, you know, little stretch there. And so I think when you look at a guy like Xavier McDonald, he's kind of hitting that very typical junior year spring timing of, well, let me go see what else is out there. Let me go get outside the state a little bit. And then that still gives you time to get him on campus and combat some of the other recruiting tactics that these other top programs are going to certainly throw at him. I mean, he's worth, you know, being all in on and trying to land and all those things. So again, intrigued to see where he lands this weekend as far as making visits. And we'll be keeping a close eye to see on if that is at Ole Miss. But before we go any further, I do want to introduce you guys to a new sponsor for us here at the Ole Miss Spirit and the Flagship, and that is our friends at My Perfect Franchise. And My Perfect Franchise is Andy Ludeke's company. He's a guy that I have known for a long time now, doing this 4-on-3, and he is a massive college football fan. But what he is a franchise consultant, and he can help you find ways to leave the corporate rat race for the American dream. He's got a laundry list of success stories of people that have found the right mixture of whether it be time commitments or whether it be, you know, side hustles and kind of balancing all of that versus going all in on buying a new business and buying a franchise and creating that wealth or legacy for your family that you can leave behind for years to come. And that's why he's in this business, to be a franchise consultant. He owns franchises as well, and he helps people find franchises that fit those skill sets, financial requirements, time to commit, and all those other reasons. And his services are free. You can find him at myperfectfranchise.net, or you can call him 404-973-9901, or email him Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net. I was talking with Andy on the phone, and he actually makes multiple Ole Miss games a year. So he is going to be down in the Grove this fall. So if you touch base with him about these opportunities that he can help you with, make sure you see what his game schedule is like this fall for Ole Miss. So he'll be down in the Grove. He's not far away and makes a trip pretty regularly. So looking forward to building up this new partnership and hopefully helping you guys achieve some really cool things with Andy Ludeke at myperfectfranchise.net. All right, as we get into the weeds on this junior day, what stands out to me is the defensive side of the ball. You have so many big names that have already locked in their visits. We'll probably see a surprise or two along the way when Saturday rolls around and guys start hitting campus, and that'll be something to most certainly watch. But when you look at the group that Pete Golding's staff on the defensive side has assembled, all three levels of the defense are addressed here. And the big one that you're going to see right off the bat, and the coaching staff didn't actually visit him earlier this week. It was an old picture that he posted, but top 100 prospect, top five defensive line, and Ole Miss legacy, Deuce Gerolds. And he is going to be back in Oxford for another visit. And I don't think he shuts it down. I think he keeps kind of taking visits throughout the spring and tries to, you know, make this decision, final one, once he makes it. But Ole Miss, Ohio State, Miami are making the biggest statement. But Deuce Gerolds is making his own big statement. He's headed to Oxford this weekend and getting back on campus, get back around the staff. You know, Randall Joyner has been pushing for him in a big way, but the Ole Miss staff was through to see him earlier this month. And, you know, he loves it. And I think when you look at that dream school type of debate internally for some of these guys and how they go about figuring out if they go with their heart or maybe sometimes they have a different pull somewhere else as they go through the recruiting process. I mean, you could see that Deuce Gerolds and the way he talks about Ole Miss has that pull, has that desire to be there. Now, will that win out? We'll see. I do think, you know, there are some programs. I mean, Ohio State is making it very difficult on him. Miami is making it very difficult on him. They're recruiting that position very well, as is Ole Miss. But when you look at Deuce Gerolds, I think it's on the defensive side of the ball, probably one of your more safer bets if you were trying to predict a class right now to predict that Deuce Gerolds ends up a Rebel. But this is a good weekend to really make a statement and push things in that right direction before a dead period where, you know, kids can't really get out too much. It's a short dead period, I think, around the signing day, but then things will pick back up. But that's not the only blue chip defensive lineman. One that is familiar for Ole Miss fans, Taj Overton, is going to be on campus. He's somebody that most of these national colleges have known about for a while when it comes to his recruitment and just his entire you know, family, as he's been, you know, kind of on the forefront of recruiting for quite some time. But you know, he's a really, really impressive prospect in his own right, and has been highly rated early on in his career, and he's just on the cusp of being a top 200 overall prospect on the On3 industry ranking, the 20th ranked defensive lineman in the country on that. But you know, he's going to be on campus from what I'm told. And I mean, he's another one that you can kind of build a class around. So we'll be watching really closely to see, you know, where things stand for him coming off of this visit as he makes his way back to Oxford. And then another one that I do want to make a quick note of, a guy that the staff went and stalled, who's blowing up, is Corey Wells, one of the, I mean, hottest names in Mississippi right now, 2026 defensive lineman. He's going to be on campus as well. So a good chance for Randall Joyner to make a good early on-campus impression and get things rolling in the right direction with him. And the staff's not done there. You know, Rodney Colton is one that's going to be swinging through campus as well. Noonan, Georgia's own, who just decommitted from South Carolina. And Pete Golding had actually visited him. And shortly thereafter, he decommitted from South Carolina. And he's a top 100 prospect for On3, 6'1", 205, has everybody after him. And Zach Berry works with us on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, did put him in his group of players that, you know, Ole Miss can really make a move for this weekend. And that group that Ole Miss is working on is a really strong group. And the linebacker room, you know, for Pete Golding could really continue to use a guy like Rodney Colton. And I think as linebacker in the NFL trend toward that more sawed off, like you don't have to be 6'3", 6'4". You don't have to be a true thumper to play middle linebacker in the NFL anymore. You just have to be able to have a really thick, compact frame and play with good leverage. And that's Rodney Colton. I think he's a really talented player who would fit well in the mindset of this defense and what Pete Golding wants out of his group. And so they've been pushing a long time for him now. And he did back off his commitment to South Carolina. And that's a really good sign when it comes to Ole Miss's chances to get things pushing in the right direction for him. And then two other players I want to highlight here are really talented defensive backs. And well, one's an athlete. You play them all over. You play them wide receiver. You play them defensive back. I think he can do it all, which is kind of my point with why I'm ending with him. But Clifton Hester out of the Sunshine State is going to be on campus. He told our On Three, Steve Wiltfong and Chad Simmons, that he's coming to town and he's really excited about Ole Miss offering him this week, and he's quickly making a visit. Florida, Florida State, Miami, UCF, Michigan State, and he's got visits set up to Florida, Syracuse, Pitt, Georgia Tech, and others, but he's going to come right away to visit Ole Miss. 72 tackles, 10 PBUs, 4 picks this fall as a junior, and On3 has him in the top 100, 6th ranked safety in the country, 14th ranked prospect in the state of Florida. And Ole Miss is one of those programs that it is a really cool, hot name, and they backed it up with 10-win seasons under Lane Kiffin, but they've found a way to not make it a program that's Miami cool or Texas A&M cool, where they don't accomplish anything relative to their goals. And I say that as Ole Miss has, you know, come off a season where they missed the college football playoff when that was kind of the expectation. But Ole Miss has been building towards this level and has now, you know, notched those 10-win seasons, which, you know, those other programs I kind of mentioned haven't really done this at any sort of level consistently enough to make them cool and family-oriented and great coaching staff and great facilities that they have at Ole Miss with the Manning Center. You know, they don't match what they have put together as far as a coolness factor. And I think that's where a guy like Clifton Hester picking up his offer, a Florida guy, is now making a move right away after getting offered to visit Ole Miss. And he's, you know, getting over there and going to be able to, you know, make the trip. And I mean, that move quick, and that says a lot. So I did want to highlight him. And then you go all the way up to Missouri. You go see St. Louis's own Jacob Eberhardt, who has blown up this spring with offers. And Ole Miss went and saw him, putting the pedal down on him, trying to make a move here to get in position to, you know, set the tone early on. You know, Nebraska's hosted him. They've stepped up early on. Missouri is there. And then you have other programs that are really starting to make a move. A&M offered, LSU offered, but he's going to visit the likes of Tennessee, Nebraska, Penn State, Illinois. He's also talking with Missouri, Oklahoma, and others. And then he'll trim down his list for official visits. Illinois is supposed to get one. He's a legacy recruit for the Illini, and his father played on the defensive line. But he is taking the recruiting process slow. He doesn't have really a true timeline to make a decision right now. He doesn't have anything in front of him as far as, hey, let's go ahead and let's make the call here and do all of those things. He's not done that yet. He just kind of said by the end of his senior year, which is code for I don't know, truthfully. But what I really like him is just his versatility. I mean, he's one of the best prospects in the entire country, and it's really showing up in a big way. And, you know, I'll close on this with the football side of things. And then we've got a basketball player that's going to come in that will update you guys on. But I look at the overall group of prospects that Ole Miss is bringing in that don't have ratings yet out of the state of Mississippi. And I think this class in 2026 has a chance to be really, really strong just in the state. And Julius Mathis is one tight end out of Holmes County that stands out to me. You've got Rokarius Brown, you've got Radarian Daniels, you've got a bunch of different guys that Braylon Williams stand out out of Tupelo is expected in town this weekend. I mean, there are a lot of really good players that don't get the attention that some of these other ones do. And I, you know, the good thing for Ole Miss is that, you know, you can kind of hide these guys sometimes in the state. And I mean, it goes for Mississippi State too in a way, but you know, for Ole Miss, really with the way they've been recruiting, you can kind of hide these guys and hope, all right, let's sneak this one through. And the same goes when trying to pull off flips. There are a few SEC commitments that are expected on campus this weekend. So we'll update you guys on those as we see them arrive at the Manning Center. So we'll be watching that very closely. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Again, code OM1 is how you get 2 months for just a dollar at the Ole Miss Spirit. So go to omspirit.com and sign up. You can view the full junior day list on the site. Got reactions to new offers. We've got the coaching staff hitting the road and where they're going. The scoop has not stopped flowing at omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. So head over there. We'll have a blast on Saturday. And speaking of Saturday, Ole Miss does welcome number one Auburn to town in a huge matchup. And the Rebels are looking to build off of a win earlier this week against Texas in town. And this one is set for 1 p.m. Central, ESPN, a massive game here for Chris Beard and the Rebels. And I mean, this is going to be a really, really huge game for Ole Miss, as they're going to have an opportunity to really stake that claim to a higher seed than where they're at. You know, they're safely in the NCAA tournament, but they're also hosting one of the top players in the entire country on the basketball side of things. And this is Sam Funchess, who's coming up from Germantown to make the visit. He's on the cusp of being a top 50 prospect in the country, number four center. He is the number one player in Mississippi. So he'll be back on campus, and he's taken multiple trips before, you know, prior to this. 6'10 big man. He's set to be in town. He's had an offer since August of 2021. And, you know, I'm still new to this beat. I got, added on in November. And when Sam Funchess first popped up, I was like, man, that guy's got to be like 30 now. Well, yeah, he had an offer that early on from the Rebels. But Auburn, Alabama, Cal, Mississippi State all pushing him. Pushing for him. Gonzaga is set to host him in a couple of weeks. So he's truly a national name, but he just loves the atmosphere at Ole Miss he's looking at the atmosphere of these places. He's looking at how their offense uses the bigs. And I know he enjoys his time around Oxford. So this is a huge priority for Chris Beard and the Rebels to get done. And he's visiting on a massive game day for them. So it'll be a huge weekend. We're so pumped to bring you guys a bunch of coverage at the Ole Miss Spirit. So be sure to stay tuned in. We appreciate statusjet.com and myperfectfranchise.net. So make sure to check them out today and hope you guys enjoy this weekend. These combinations of, you know, you'd almost love for them to be football, basketball kind of combo of game day. But when you get the big recruiting weekend for football and you get a big event to build it around, like the Ole Miss staff is going to be able to do, they're going to be able to junior day in the morning and then go to the basketball game at 1 o'clock. I mean, huge, huge chance for Lane Kiffin and the Rebels to step up here. So really looking forward to bringing you guys that coverage. So hope you guys enjoyed this edition of the Flagship. This has been one of the podcasts on the Ole Miss Spirit. So check us out, omspirit.com. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.